eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I am your host, Monster Jam Lord, and today I'm going to go over the top 10 Monster Jam drivers of 2021 up to this point. I mean, there's technically no set season, really, this year. You know, usually World Finals marks a start and an end point to a season, but this episode I'm going to be recapping just up to this point as I'm recording May 13, 2021, going right before St. Louis this weekend, starting Friday, ending Sunday. We're going to go over the top 10 drivers up to this point as of, I guess it would be the fifth month of Monster Jam action in 2021, because we've had a show every month so far, which is pretty dang good. So let's get right into it. Let's not waste any time of my top 10 drivers who I think are the best, who I think are really put up good seasons, who have put up good placement this year, been consistent and everything, and we're going to recap why I think I put them there. So let's start off with number 10. I'm going to go Cole Venard and the Black Pearl as our number 10 spot for top 10 Monster Jam drivers of the year. I mean, if you would have asked me this just last season in 2020 or 2019, Cole Venard would have placed a lot higher, because just he was getting a lot more wins, he was getting a lot more higher placement. Just 2021 was not his season. Started off very slow, started picking up towards more towards the end. We'll see what he does in St. Louis this weekend. But yeah, it was not Cole Venard's year this year, but he's still getting top 10 though. So that shows you just how good of a driver he is and how consistent he can be. But he still put up some great highlights this year. I think one of his best runs was in the first show in Tampa this year. Had some great runs in Orlando. He got one overall event championship this year and the most stacked field that we've ever had in a series. So not a surprise. I think it's really good, like really good season towards the end, but starting off that really knocked him down a few placements because it's not the Cole Venard we're used to seeing. So that is why I put him at number 10. I'm going to say number 9, Barry Musauer, somebody who coming into the tour, no one was expecting to do as good as he did, which is, you know, that's not supposed to knock Barry, it's just that the field was so great this year. And he got more wins than I think anyone ever expected, and not saying that he got a lot, but he got at least two or three freestyle wins this year and an overall event championship in Atlanta, which to get an overall event championship against this stacked field of drivers for someone who's been on arenas for the past 5-6 years, really impressive, really shows, you know, the kind of skill he's got, the consistency he's got. I think for the guy who's the most, who he'll always deliver, Barry. He'll always deliver exactly what you expect from him. He won't do any less than you expect from him unless the truck breaks. So it was a great season for Barry. He placed, I think, 6th on the 2021 Championship Tour, which is, you know, right pretty much where everyone would expect. He did really good, really good. So that is why I'm putting Barry at the number 9 spot. Now, number 8 for 2021, I got to go Tristan England, Megalodon. He only competed in 5 shows just 2 weeks ago in Biloxi, Mississippi, but really showed that same consistency that he's always had, that he's always shown throughout his pretty much his entire career. Ever since he's got a full-time seat in Earthshaker, he has been nothing but great, won 2 series championships, and now driving Megalodon, won multiple overall event championships in Biloxi, won 3 after not driving for well over a year. And wouldn't expect anything less. You know, usually a lot of drivers who have that kind of skill don't ever lose it, and he's one of those guys who I don't think will ever lose it. He's just got that natural talent. Ever since he first started driving, he's always been great. His first year driving full-time, he won the showdown in Vegas, which was, at the time, it was quite a surprise, but we didn't know what we were in for when he first started driving. Now we do. Now we see what he's he's definitely championship caliber racing and freestyle, if you ask me. So, still kind of low placement for top 10 of the year, but I'm just placing him that low because he's only been in one weekend's worth of shows this year. So we haven't really seen how he fares up against the other drivers, especially since he's not on stadiums yet. He will be driving Megalodon in Indianapolis on June 12th and 13th. I'm really excited for that, to see his first normal stadium shows that, you know, aren't world finals. We're going to see what he can really do in a stadium tour with all these great stadium drivers. So I'm excited to see. I would not be surprised if he gets more than one competition win this week or those weekends. Really cool to see. My number seven for the season, Bryce Kenny, driver of the Mohawk Warrior. He has not had his most memorable season at all. I still think, if you ask me, 2018 was Bryce's career-defining season, which it sounds so early in his career because it was. That was only his third year driving and his first year on stadiums. But he really blasted onto the scene 2018 on that the Green Tour. I think it was Stadium Championship 1 at the time. He was beating Adam Anderson in racing, beating Neil Elliott in racing, Todd LeDuc. That was the stacked tour. That was the most stacked tour of the year. And he was right up there in racing with all of them, you know, in skills. He learned a couple two-wheel skills tricks back in when he was in the Triple Threat Tour in Mohawk Warrior. And freestyle was really where he was surprising people, you know, with all the great saves that he was pulling off. I remember in Atlanta 2018, some great saves that weekend. Anaheim, he had some great things going too. He was pulling off backflips and stuff. He was really burst onto the scene as far as talent goes, which was a surprise. I don't think anyone expected Bryce Kenny to be that. When his first year when he drove in Monster Mud on the Arena Tour, it's like, who's this guy, you know? Are they just another Monster Mud driver? They get a new one of those every year. But no, he really turned himself and made a career as a Monster Jam driver of himself really quickly. But I got a little digressed, excuse me. Recapping his 2021 season, it was definitely not bad at all. He was pretty much just running because, you know, I would assume that they told him, hey, you know, we don't need you to be a star this year. Just put on a great show. You know, we don't need all the trucks breaking every weekend with the most workload of shows. I mean, this is just my assumption. I'm not sure. Maybe he did have an off season. But he was definitely not as crazy, not pulling off as many backflips or doing a lot of great saves or even that many great races. He did not compete in racing this year like he used to, which he still made it to a couple final rounds, still won a couple racing competitions this year, but it was still not just the sheer winning power that we're used to seeing from him. So that is why he places seventh, still, you know, in this pool of drivers, still pretty high. And again, I am doing a lot of this list based off of performances, you know, more than consistency. I think there's a lot of factors that go into a top 10 list like this. And I said that because going into our number six, or my number six, excuse me, for this year, I'm putting Zach Garner in Wildside pretty high up, giving him the number six spot for the 2021 season. And he's only competed in two Monster Jam weekends this year. Again, I'm doing it based off Monster Jam, not independent shows or anything, because if you do it off the independent shows, he might get pretty close to the number one spot based on the type of skill he has. So he's only competed in Arlington, Texas in the championship finale and Atlanta this year for Monster Jam, but he captured skills wins. He captured an overall event championship in Atlanta. When you put a kid who's 20 years old against a field like Tom Mentz, Adam Anderson, Ryan Anderson, Todd LeDuc, and he comes out as the overall event championship in his second show of that weekend, it's insane. He was putting up great times in racing in Atlanta. He was pretty much the only guy doing anything in the skills competition when it was muddy in Atlanta. Just no one else was really knew what to do with those rainy conditions, but he did. He knew how to hit the ramps. He was hitting them great. And the freestyle, he was doing backflips and freestyle. He did like two backflips in freestyle in that Atlanta weekend. That's more than I think anyone did. I don't think anyone hit the backflip ramp more than twice that weekend, so he was right up there with them. I'm surprised they're letting him go full out like they are. They're giving him a lot of freedom, a lot of space to show what he can do, and he can do a lot. He has so many years ahead of him. He's only 20. It's not like he's going to stop driving. You know, he's got such a great career. Mark my words, maybe a championship career coming up one day. I would definitely would not be surprised if he gets any type of world championship in the future. He is the future of Monster Jam, if you ask me. What great skill he has, and placing 6 out of 10 on a list when it's only your second year competing in Monster Jam. I mean, again, this is all my opinion. This shouldn't be taken as any fact, but I mean, I would say that's really impressive for a kid of his age. Moving on to number 5, I got Tyler Menninga and Gravedigger at the number 5 spot. He's only competed in 2 weekends worth of Monster Jam action in Columbia, South Carolina, and Des Moines, Iowa, his hometown, 2 weekends in a row back in April. But that's not saying he didn't show off what he could do. Tyler Menninga is another driver who hadn't driven anything in over a year up until the point where he did drive again last month. And, again, dominated. It was probably about 10 arena shows. I guarantee he captured every single overall event championship that weekend. Just a guy who is not rusty at all. He's a guy who, in arenas, the stuff he pulls off is so incredible. And I'm not going to say that right now, in 2021, he pulled off anything that we didn't really expect. I mean, he just kind of, you know, went out there and did the rounds, obviously better than anyone else at those shows. It's not like he's just going out there driving it. He's doing everything so much more skill and so much more, I'm going to say, thoughtful than any other drivers, because when he drives, he thinks of what the fans want to see. You know, he just the little touches you notice as a fan of so many years that he puts into his runs, it's incredible. You know, like, you just have to laugh at it. You know, you're like, oh my God, how do you even do that? He thought of doing that. That's something that a fan, like, as a fan of 10 years, I couldn't even imagine someone pulling off, and then he pulls that off. A lot more of that in 2020 than there was in 2021. Again, he's only driven 2 weekends in arenas, but I really hope by the end of the year, because Monster Jam still is not on the same schedule that it's been on for the past, 20 so years. We're still not, there's not like a set season schedule, no set tours, no set anything like that. So we don't really, what I'm saying is I really hope that he gets back in arena or in stadiums. Maybe they put him in a couple stadiums this year. I would love to see that. I really want to see Tyler Manning get in the stadiums, tear it up. Now, my number 4 for the season is Tom Mentz, Max D Fire. This was not Tom's best year at all. It was definitely not a bad year for him. It started off really good, and everyone predicted Tom Mentz to take the championship this year, the stadium tour. Did not happen. He really had some bad luck in Orlando. I think a lot of it had to do with the Chicago-style racing and just a lot of mechanical failure, more so than I think Tom's ever had in a season, just a bunch of mechanical failure with the truck, probably just due to how many shows that we've been running or Monster Jam's been running this year. It was probably a lot of the pressure, you know, a lot of great drivers. There's never been a tour like this where there's so many greats. So Tom just did not compete up to the level that everyone expected him to. That's why he's getting number 4 on this spot on the list. Number 3, Todd LeDuc, Monster Energy, getting number 3 for this year. And again, this is probably where everyone would expect Todd LeDuc to be any other year. Todd LeDuc is one of those guys where he is so good, but he just lacks a little bit of the consistency where he'll put on the greatest freestyles. He'll always be great in racing. He'll always be great in two-wheel. But it's either sometime, like one weekend, he'll have a bad racing pass. The next weekend, he'll have a great racing pass, have a terrible two-wheel and a great freestyle. And then other shows, he'll have the great first 2 competitions and then just some bad luck in freestyle. So a lot of it doesn't even come down to the driver. It just comes down to the luck. And that's, unfortunately, a big part of what plays into standings in Monster Jam and plays into your overall performances is just a lot of luck. It's not based off the person. It's based off the truck, based off the crew, based off the wear and tear. There's so many things that go into it that can lower a driver's position on a list like this. So that's just where Todd LeDuc is for my list this year. Number 2, I'm going to go Adam Anderson, Megalodon, who surprised me. He started off in Megalodon with just not the Adam Anderson we're used to seeing. The new chassis, probably the new identity was really screwing with him. And by the end of the season, after they got out of Houston and then into the Florida section of the tour this year, Adam Anderson was a whole new man, a whole new driver. Like, really up there with how he'd been in Gravedigger the last 5 years, where he had just been so skillful. Just like, you know, the two wheel, he'd been better than he'd ever been. I mean, Adam's never really been the best two wheeler, but great wheelies, great bicycles this year. Same with racing, making it to at least the semifinals every weekend in racing this year, if not winning or at least getting second place. And then his freestyles towards the end of the year were getting really consistent. A lot of huge air, pulling off backflips every once in a while. Adam Anderson was really good this year, and he got so close to taking the championship, just lost it in the last show of the tour. I was really hoping he'd get it by the end of the show, or by the end of the tour, excuse me. But it just did not happen. And now that we got this Megalodon stuff behind him, he's got a couple more shows scheduled in Megalodon, Oklahoma City, and in St. Louis this weekend. But starting in Indianapolis and San Antonio, he's going to be back in Gravedigger. I am so excited to see Adam Anderson back in Gravedigger. He's going to be, you know, talk about Adam this year, it's going to be so much more impressive. I would not be surprised if, you know, the rest of the year that he's driving Gravedigger, that he becomes, you know, a fan favorite driver of the year candidate, or just the stuff he'll pull off, you know, being in back in Gravedigger is going to be so insane. I hope he's back in Gravedigger 35 too. If he's not, that will be pretty disappointing, but we'll see. We'll see. You know, Adam's going to put on a great performance no matter what he's in, no matter, you know, what chassis he's in, even if it's just another standard Gravedigger chassis. It's still Adam Anderson. He's still going to do really good. But concluding my top 10 list for 2021 as of right now, has to go Ryan Anderson. Put on one of the greatest seasons that he has in his entire career. And as much as that hurts to say that he did it in Bakugan Dragonoid and not Son of a Digger, it's true. Where if you look at Ryan Anderson's, you know, 2018 season, his 2020 season, pretty lackluster seasons for Ryan Anderson, were just slow starts. I mean, I'm not saying that he didn't have good performances. Obviously, Ryan had great performances, but again, just the consistency was off. A lot of screw-ups, like 2018, racing and freestyle was not really his strong suit. Same with 2020, the whole new chassis really screwed him up. And 2019, he had one of the better seasons that he's had in the past 5 years or so. That was probably the best season up until this season. But still placed second in that tour back in 2019 to Tom Mentz. But coming into the 2021 season, I don't think anyone expected Ryan to get the championship in a new chassis, in the new Bakugan Dragonoid identity. But Ryan really proved that he could handle the Bakugan chassis, that new Bakugan chassis. Well, not new chassis, but a new chassis for him. He was pulling off stuff that I don't think anyone expected him to. Just a lot of just insane moves that we'd never even like seen before in the entire sport's history. Where I remember back in Jacksonville, slapped really hard on the right side, truck just balanced on the left side. It slapped so hard on the right, knocked it all the way to the left, and just rode it out. Really hard to explain without seeing a clip, but that was incredible. Just how he could pull something out like that. He's so quick. He just knows everything about the truck wherever it is, any position it's in. In Orlando, he did something quite similar where he just bicycled from one end of the stadium to the other and drove it into the backflip ramp. Just incredible stuff. Not to mention all the bicycle to moonwalks, the sidewall donuts. Pulled off more of those than ever this year due to there being more shows. But also just the fact that he's been doing them more than ever. Incredible. I'd say Ryan Anderson Bakugan Dragonoid is definitely the top number one driver of 2021 as of right now. But that is it for the list. That is it for the podcast today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you agree with the list, you know, comment down below. Check out Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. Got about 60,000 subscribers. I will be in St. Louis, Missouri this weekend for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday Monster Jam action. All those videos will be up on my YouTube channel. Just check it out, youtube.com/C/Monster Jam Lord. Or type Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. Or go to Instagram at monster.jam.lord to keep up with more of the smaller updates of where I'll be and all that. Thank you for watching, everybody. This has been Believe in Monsters with Monster Jam Lord. Have a good one.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big.